Gary Shiro from the Hudson Opera House. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
So, Ellen, why don't you begin the questioning?
Well, Gary, what's the weather going to be like for winter walk?
I have consulted with the experts, and looks like the weather is going to be absolutely perfect. Sunny, high in the mid-40s, low in the mid-30s, and a very slender chance of precipitation, which is what we like to hear. We can deal with the cold, and we can deal with warmer nights, but when it rains or snows, things get a little complicated. So we're thrilled with the weather report for this year.
Great. And you arranged that? Is that the case?
Yes. You know, the funny thing about having to worry about weather is that I have, over, you know, the 15 years of this event, I mean, I wasn't charged with worrying about it at the first one, but I've been charged with worrying about it for the subsequent 14. And the funny thing is, it is so out of your control that you reach a kind of zen place about it. You try and watch the reports, and you try and make responsible decisions, but mostly you hope that you don't have to do any of that. And I have great sympathy for people when they have to, which we did only once. We had to make a difficult call when it was very clear there was going to be a very serious snowstorm. So we postponed winter walk for a week. But that was 10 years ago, and we've managed to trudge on through many other sets of circumstances. And I'm just delighted that we're going to have good weather for this Saturday.
Now, is there anything new this year, Gary?
You know, there's always some new performers out on the street, and there's new groups participating. Ellen was talking earlier about the new shops that are happening. There's some dance performances that you'll see for the first time out on the streets this year. But it's, you know, the interesting thing for me is that Winter Walk is not so much about these specific individual things. This all, to me, really is just a frame for what is at the heart of Winter Walk. And I think, really, that's just all the participation. It's the people that are out on the street. It's the old neighbors running into each other after a long gap. It's people coming back to Hudson that haven't been here in a while. It's first-time folks coming here. I got an email this morning from someone who was coming from the Berkshires who said, you know, tell me where I can park. I was talking with a couple of B&B owners about the folks that they know are coming to stay with them who all specifically planned their trips to coincide with Winter Walk, some from far away and then some from not far away. There's some folks from Albany, for example, that booked a room because they don't want to have to leave the party early, as it were.
You know, I want to read a quote, if I may, from somebody who described Winter Walk, and I thought it was such a great description, fitting in with what Gary is saying. They first of all, for those people who don't know about Winter Walk, it happens at night from 5 to 8, and there are it consists of a mile-long sort of outdoor party in the middle of the night, and the shops are beautifully decorated, and everything is sort of sparkling, and there are performances all over the place, and spontaneous performances as well, things we don't know anything about that are happening. But she said, it's a night when people are in high gear and just want to see as much as possible and keep moving to keep warm and be in the throng of happy people who are filled with the moment's excitement and magic. And I thought, that does it for me. It is a crowd of happy people. It's exactly what it is.
I was talking to someone yesterday who had not been to a winter walk yet, and I said to them, which I think is true, it is very hard to be out on the street and not find yourself just smiling. There's something just really cheering about all these folks. There are plenty of crowded places I've been that don't make you feel this way, but the combination of the merriment and maybe the little chill in the air and the beautiful windows and the music that sort of wafts through the air from both street performers and out, you know, there are musicians performing inside hops. And somehow it all, the refreshments that people put out, all of that combined creates for this really lovely atmosphere that is pretty irresistible.
And what goes on at the Opera House?
There will be a couple of things going on. We've got an exhibition in the Center Hall Gallery. That's work retrospective by Jack Solomon. In the workshop room, we'll have the student art show, which has work from all over the region made by students and selected by the individual schools to be put into this exhibition. And some of those will be awarded prizes once the judge has sort of gone through and selected things that are in that exhibition. There'll be some music, some live music happening at the Opera House. And upstairs on the second floor in the Foreman's Hall, which folks may or may not know is New York State's oldest surviving theater. It's not restored yet. We're in the planning process right now to get the second floor open. But even before it's officially opened, we've got a little installation up there that is going to kind of speak to the history of what happened in the Hudson Opera House and the many voices that have passed through the Hudson Opera House, which is just amazing when you think about it. If you look at the old newspaper accounts, pretty much actually as today, folks that know the organization know that we're pretty busy and have activities going on every day and many nights. I was enjoying earlier that you were playing the Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown music. We actually just had on Tuesday night the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet, a Philly-based extraordinary quartet. Eric, the fantastic pianist, he's been on Marion McPartland's piano jazz show and played, opened for Dave Brubeck and played all over the place and played at the Lighthouse. But they were at the Opera House playing principally the Vince Guaraldi music, along with a little Dave Brubeck and some of Eric Mantel's original compositions. But so we're a busy place, as I guess what I'm saying. There's lots of activities going on. If you read the newspaper accounts from the 19th century, it was very much the same. One night there would be some extraordinary touring artist or lecturer, and then the next night might be the Hudson High School graduation or cooking class, or a religious instruction, or boxing, or basketball games, or poultry shows, an incredibly diverse array of activities. And when you look at that collectively, it's really amazing, the people that have passed through the Opera House.
And there's a photographic exhibition of a lot of the things that have happened in the Opera House, historic photos.
Yes, in the West Room, there's the history exhibition. And then at the tail end of the evening, after the fireworks, we're doing a benefit supper, which will help offset the cost for Winter Walk. It's a $50 ticket, gets you admission, and we were very fortunate. The dinner this year is being overseen by Chef Kate Whitbeck, and Katie is CIA trained, and then did her internship and then was hired at Chez Panisse, the famous restaurant out in California run by Alice Waters. And Katie worked there for quite a while and then was most recently the chef de cuisine at Bouvette, a French restaurant in New York City. So Katie has taken charge of the dinner and she's going to be preparing several lasagnas. There'll be a vegetarian mushroom lasagna and then there's a sausage and kale one and a traditional one, and several other things, but the whole shebang is topped off with chocolate mousse that she makes that is just killer. I've had it. It's killer.
We were talking about the eggnog challenge earlier. There's certainly a lot of food.
Yeah.
Now, where is this? Where is this dinner, Gary?
It'll be held in the West Room. It's limited seating. We've only got room for about 60 folks, but the nice thing about it is and the room will be sort of candlelit and cozy, and our good friend Tim Doyle is going to be playing the piano, no doubt probably playing some of those Vince Guaraldi tunes you've been playing tonight, along with a few other holiday classics. And in past years, this is like the fourth or fifth time we've done this in recent years, and it's just a very cozy, nice place to sort of end up at the end of the night, back at what I call Command Central, after all the merriment and just the staggering amount of activity that happens in those 3 hours. it's great to just sort of end up back at home and really just enjoy what a nice evening it has been.
Now, is that something you take reservations for?
Yes, people can make reservations by calling the Opera House, 822-1438, or they can send an email to info@hudsonoperahouse.org. And we've only got, I think, about 18 more seats to go. So get those reservations in.
In all fairness, I have to say there are lots of after parties going on. I mean, we do say that the official hours are from 5 to 8, and then there are fireworks that are shot off from Promenade Hill at the foot of Warren Street. But it seems to keep going on and on and on, and the restaurants are pretty crowded. So you can find a party in almost any doorway, I think. Not that I'm encouraging you to just storm in, but to get back a little bit to... What's new? First of all, I want to say what's traditional, and that is Saxo Claus. Do you know Saxo Claus? He used to call himself Santa Claus, Saxophone Santa, but he changed his name. He's now Saxo Claus, and he fascinates these little kids who watch him. He's Santa Claus playing a saxophone on the street. And then the Sternfeld dancing doll, like the ballet dancer on the top of a music box keeps turning around. And the Sternfeld is from the Sternfeld Dance School here in Hudson or Greenport. And she's been dancing for 15 years. I think she must be tired by now, but a succession of teenage girls have played this dancing doll through the 15 years. And it's just kind of typical of the participation of a lot of local talent. And there's a great reservoir of talent here in Columbia County. And as Gary said, we employ a lot of musicians in shops and on the street. And as far as what's new, we have the Dented Fenders Barbershop Quartet for the first time. And what was it Mother Superior said? When God closes a door, he opens a window. A couple of days ago, we had no carolers, none. We thought, what are we going to do? We had the barbershop quartet. They're going to be singing Christmas songs. Excuse me. But now we seem to have a surplus of carolers. It ebbs and flows. The Hudson Valley Choral Society is going to send some singers. And some from Upstage Productions, and a bevy of small girls are going to be singing. And the Cross River Youth Chorale is going to be singing. This is a group that Sherry Bayer Mayorga put together. And the Cross River is Green County and Columbia County singers. And they're going to be performing in the street here and there. And they're going to be doing...
And they rehearse every Thursday at the Hudson Opera House, the program of the Opera House.
Right. And they're going to be doing line dancing in the street, too. So we're looking forward to all of this.
Is there anything...
One of the things that has been interesting to me is Ellen talked about, you know, so much talent. And it's very touching to see, you know, we put out these little calls for help. A little press release will go out about volunteers or... We'll post something on the Facebook page or the website, and it's just interesting to see people come forward. And this year in particular, a number of people that said, oh gosh, you know, I've thought about volunteering for years, and I just thought, all right, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to come be a performer, or I'm going to come help wrap books. For the last 2 days, people have been in the Opera House wrapping, I think it was 35 or 36 boxes of books that were all donated by major publishers from all over the country, which is astonishing, maybe the most astonishing, 27 boxes, an entire pallet of books came from Random House, which is just extraordinary that people not that directly connected to the event can understand the value of it and want to participate. And these are books that Santa and Mrs. Claus will be giving out to the kids that come see them at City Hall, where they'll be perched all night long listening to incredible stories from these kids about their lives and their hopes. And we're really grateful that we can send them off with something that helps open other doors for them, helps build literacy, helps them begin to think about the wider world. And that would be impossible without the participation of all these publishers that donate, but then all the volunteers that come to wrap all of these books. I mean, it must have been 1,000 books that had to be wrapped, and it's just extraordinary the way people have come out to support the event, and I think it's a testament to the real affection that people feel for the event.
Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us, Gary.
Thanks for having me, and thanks so much to the station, and thank you, Hudson, for all the support. Thank you, the City of Hudson, and we couldn't do this without the police department and the fire department and the DPW. They've all been just really great in helping pull this together and make it possible, and we're really grateful. So happy holidays, everyone. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday and over the next couple of weeks.
See you tomorrow, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Capture the spirit of Christmas with the Ulster Ballet Company's production of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, A Christmas Carol, at UPAC in Kingston on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Join us as the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future help Ebenezer Scrooge discover the true meaning of Christmas.
Spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was.
Enjoy a sensational theatrical experience as the dancers and actors draw you into the spirit of the season with this spectacular production. For tickets, call UPAC at 339-6088 and let the spirit move you.
Tune in the WGXC Saturday Night Special on Christmas Eve as we relay NORAD's radar reporting of any aerial sleighs, any snowfall predictions, much pealing of bells, and holiday radio classics such as Phil Klein's Unsilent Night and others. For a very special Christmas, Saturday, December 24th from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open, pain rain down. Doesn't matter, come when may. I ever won't leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Ain't the river or the wind to blame. Everybody around here knows nothing holding back Poncho trains. Simple prayer and a promise is ghost. We just count digging our graves and silent marble above the ground. Maybe our bones will wash away, but this city won't ever drown. This city won't ever die, just as long as a heart be strong. Like a second line stepping high, reason hill is rolling along. Gentile to Ukraine, low and nice central city uptown. Singing Giacomo Pinani, this city won't ever drown. Doesn't matter, cause there ain't no way I'm ever gonna leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown.
That is, whoops. That is Steve Earle there. I've got it now on the WGXC afternoon show. And he was among the local musicians who were nominated for Grammy Awards last night. The Grammy Awards were announced. The big Catskill record label Planet Arts got nominated for their Vanguard Jazz Orchestra release. And Levon Helm and Steve Earle and Saratoga-based producer Joel Moss were also nominated. So there's some of the local Grammy nominations that came in last night. And now we have on the phone Kathleen Ford from RPI's MPAC studio. Richard, you want to introduce her?
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, how you doing?